This is the closing market report for Friday afternoon. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass from Agrable Hape. First up, Eric, congratulations on the sale of the company.
Yeah, thank you.
That's fantastic. The good news is I think you're going to get to talk to us for a long time yet, so let's continue a look at the weather forecast. It's cooled down really nicely in our part of the world. Has that happened across the whole of the Midwest?
You know, it really has, and we've been pretty thankful for this because of how quick the season was. You know, we have parts of Illinois and parts of Indiana and parts of Missouri and Kansas that are approaching 400 growing degree day units ahead of what would be called normal, right? So therefore, that crop is 2.5, maybe 3 weeks ahead of schedule. So if we would have gone from silking to black layer quickly, we'd have to start worrying about just the overall condition of the crop. But this cool down we've had has been great. It's been compliments of a shifting ridge. We kind of pushed the ridge to the west. It's getting over there now. That's why it's been so hot in Texas all the way to the northwest. That's why California is burning right now. You know, so that shift is very favorable to Midwest agriculture, but it is really, really hot out to our west right now. And as long as that ridge stays there, we're going to be happy here in the center part of the country. And right now, it looks as though we may get pretty deep into that first week of August before I even start to see the models allowing some heat to return back to the middle part of the country here, right in Illinois. And when I say returning of heat, there's nothing right now in the long range forecast that makes me say, holy cow, we're going to be seeing some really windy days with some high temperatures that are deep into the 90s and no moisture. I'm not seeing that. It just looks as though we're going to go back, you know, to those middle to upper 80s, maybe some 90 degree days moving forward. So no big stresses, and we're going to get to enjoy maybe another 7 to 10 days of some of this cooler weather. And that honestly is really great.
Any pattern shift further out?
You know, when we look farther out, the areas that I'm most concerned about looking farther out will be how the crop finishes in parts of Indiana, you know, Michigan, Missouri, and southeastern South Dakota. Those will be the spots around the country that have not been getting the regular thunderstorms and have had the heat. So we kind of look at those locations as being, you know, pretty big dents into the size of the garden spot here. But when we look short term, we have some things that are going to be moving through the Corn Belt that are going to be kind of nice. We're going to be watching a system that's going to come out of like the Central Plains this weekend. It may get to Illinois Saturday night or Sunday morning, bringing us a chance for thunderstorms. And the deeper upper level trough that's all kind of forming around, it's going to hang around, you know, for several days. We have a chance of storms really Saturday night, Sunday morning through maybe Tuesday as that trough hangs around. Now, I'll tell you this, what that trough's going to do, though, it's going to go southeast. When it does that, we're going to continue just to bring a whole lot more rain from like Alabama over towards Georgia and then up the East Coast. And why I like that is the more moisture we get into that part of the country, the less susceptible they are to drought in the coming months. And therefore, we are less susceptible to drought because of the pattern that's happening down there. So that's all very good news for Midwest agriculture, even though it's not in the Midwest.
Hey, one final item. Once we get to the month of August, and I know it's the end of the hurricane season or start, but it's an active part of the hurricane season, and I always start to watch the coast of Africa at that point, thinking, hey, are we going to get a tropical storm of some sort that will bring me rainfall into Illinois, Indiana, to finish off a really good soybean crop? What do we see there?
Well, right now, the thing that we're having to watch is off the west coast of Africa, where a lot of these tropical systems are born, the sea surface temperatures are cool. They're cooler than average. Now, what does all that mean? Well, hurricane strength is directly tied to sea surface temperature. In other words, the hotter you make the ocean, the more powerful the hurricane can be. So we have that to deal with. And just historically, that suppresses hurricane development. So we don't even see anything developing really in the next 5 days. There's a couple of things we're going to be watching because you're right. You know, September 10th is the peak in hurricane season, but it really starts to ramp up once the month of August gets here. And so we always have to watch that because you could have one of these systems come right up the gut of the Mississippi River, you know, mid-September, and give you that great finishing rain or absolutely drench you later on in the season when you're trying to harvest. So the tropics are the wild card as we push through the rest of the season.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrable. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.